Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If Saquon Barkley continues to do what he's doing, if he's not traded by the trade deadline, and that's a serious thing that I would think that the Buffalo Bills would love to look at and make it the Giants possibly.
Whoa, did you just say, I don't know if your Zoom glitched because we have a bad connection. Did you just say Saquon Barkley could potentially get moved to the Bills? I don't love a super team, Boomer. I don't love that.
That is Boomer Esiason and Kay Adams. Saquon Barkley. Boomer saying, could see Barkley going to the Bills. Went on to say the trade made sense for them, their lack of a run game, and what you'll hear a lot of whenever one of these star running backs comes up and the Bills get connected to it. So Saquon Barkley as a trade idea. Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White, 803-0550. I'm usually just team never acquire running backs.
Yeah.
Is this an exception?
Well, can we talk about it from the Giants' standpoint first?
Sure.
Have you seen who their starting receivers are this week?
I think I know them because I've been tracking that because in of fantasy. Because I have a lot of Kadarius Toney in different places.
For those of you that don't play in as many leagues as maybe Joe and track fantasy as religiously, there are two players you've never heard of.
Well, one maybe, right?
Was Kenny Golladay, we're going to finally get snaps?
Not him. So Richie James is one of these players, right?
No one's heard of Richie James.
No one's heard of Richie James. What about David Sills?
Okay, former Bill.
David Sills, yeah, like
former Bill,
training camp hero guy.
Practice squatter.
Sure, yeah.
Former Beyond Blue and Red, really important we get him as a UDFA and then he doesn't make the team.
Yes.
Yeah, their receivers are in trouble, right? That's a Giants team that this to me reminds me of when the talk came about the Bills trading LeSean McCoy in McDermott's first year, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Yep.
And I thought the Bills would never consider it. Maybe they would have, but I thought the Bills would not consider it, mainly because he gave them credibility. And as a new coach, you are going to want to have some credibility offensively on a bad team. This Giants team has Daniel Jones, no one at receiver. Their tight ends are, you know, relative unknowns, including a rookie.
Yep.
Barkley gives them a chance to still win games by making great plays on his own. He is having a great season.
Yeah.
It is not all blocking. His big 68-yard run against the Titans that helped them win that game, it was a 68-yard run, Joe, with 60 yards over expectation. So an average running back would have been caught after 8 yards. He got 68 off. And if you're the Giants and you're Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, you might realize it's a building year. You also might realize you have a chance to get something going in the right direction the same way McDermott did. Both these guys were here with the Bills and watched a team that was supposed to be bad make the playoffs in their first year. And like, look what that bought McDermott. This would buy Daboll and Shane so much with the fans, with the media, with the GM, if they're able to sneak in at whatever, 8-9, 9-8. So
right.
I'm not so sure that the Giants should consider doing it because he is good and he has a very big say in whether or not they win or lose games.
Right, and if you trade Barkley,
what are you?
You're basically declaring we're not tanking, but full scale rebuild, and like that's maybe already
Jones,
on the wall.
But, and Daniel Jones is gone.
Daniel Jones is gone. Like we're buying time here, basically.
Yeah. You're taking,
we're wasting time.
You're taking a season where you're over 500 for the first time in 5 years and saying, yeah, but that doesn't matter to us.
Well, I guess, like, and he doesn't talk about timing there. Esiason doesn't. But right now they're 2-1. If they're
If they beat the Bears, they go to 3-1.
They go to 3-1. But what if they're sitting at? What if they're sitting at?
We went through
3-5 at the deadline.
We went through this yesterday because after the Bears, it gets tough.
Yeah.
Packers, Ravens, Jaguars, and then Seahawks, Texans.
Right. Part of the reason the McCoy conversation never developed in McDermott's first year with the Bills is they maintained a solid record throughout the season. Like, mm-hmm. not solid, like just above 500. And what happens in that year if the Bills lose 5 in a row and they're 2-5? Do they trade McCoy? The answer still might be no, but maybe they're more open to it, I'd imagine. And maybe that happens here. It's, hey, if they're 4-2 when the deadline comes, whenever it is, then they don't do it. But if they're 3-5, whatever it is, if they're below 500 and they're starting to lose ground and things aren't looking good, maybe they're at a different quarterback, like whatever, then at that point, I think you probably do it. But I think you're right that if as long as you think you can have that type of season, they would know, Joe Shane especially, the cushion it gives you as a coach and a GM if you make the playoffs right away. I mean, it relieved a lot of pressure, I think, on McDermott and Bean in their second season.
Yeah,
because if they don't make the playoffs in year one, let's say they win 5 games, 6 games, and then year two happens and it's Josh Allen and it's 6 wins and not really competing for a playoff spot, suddenly what does year three become about? Year three is still about finding out what Josh Allen is, but now year three is still we need to find out what the coach and GM are. And I don't remember any of that going into 2019.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, for the Giants here, they didn't have quite the Bills-era drought, but their sub-500 drought's been pretty significant since they traded Beckham, basically. They've been under 500 at all times until this year.
Until this year, they won week one.
Yeah.
First time, I think, it was in 6 years.
Yeah, which is crazy. So, you know, could Barkley get traded? I guess, yeah, he definitely could. Joe Shane might be of the opinion that running backs don't really matter and you shouldn't pay him big money. They're not going to give him the big money deal for his next contract. Okay, like all that aside,
right?
Maybe they could trade him. And who would want Barkley? I mean, there would have been a time I thought the Bills did, but how much salary are the Giants willing to eat? Do the Bills have the space to do it? The roster decisions get dicey, I guess. Who leaves? Moss? It's got to be Moss.
It has to be Moss, doesn't
it? You're cutting a running back. So in that case, you know, you might as well trade Zach Moss. Is it Moss for Barkley in this scenario with the Bills trying to find a way to make it work on the cap?
Right. Like, would they do? You're almost saying straight up. Like, would they? Because Moss has another year in his contract. He's cheaper.
Yep.
Maybe you throw in a late round pick on top of it. But yeah, I think that has to happen because otherwise you are cutting him. You're not carrying 5 running backs if you include Tywan Jones, I don't think. But see, the other thing that happens, though, if you go down this road and you consider this trade and start to figure out like what it means for their offense and their backfield, you're basically declaring a second-round rookie is no longer, I think, a part of the plan here, at least on the short term. He could be next year and the year after and whatnot, but there's already a 3-way split going on in a backfield that doesn't usually get a lot of volume. This past week they did, maybe because of extreme circumstances, but for the most part, the Bills don't throw the ball to their running backs. They don't hand the ball off in large volume. They don't even use them in the goal line as much as other teams. And I'm splitting that 3 ways right now. I trade for Barkley, and now what does it look like? Is James Cook even active?
Right. Right, it gets tougher.
And you're trying to win a Super Bowl. So like, I think the natural counter to that is, sure, because he's a rookie and I'm trying to win a Super Bowl and Barkley is great and through 3 games he looks incredible, so give me Saquon Barkley. But I kind of want to know what James Cook is. I don't know that I know whether or not James Cook can give the Bills the same type of skill set that the Giants have in Barkley. So I want to find that out, I think, before I ever go down this path. And I'm usually just anti-trading for running backs in general. You trade for Saquon Barkley, I think you can call quits on any type of Odell Beckham idea.
Yeah, for sure. The other question is, Joe, does this come from the Barkley team? Like, right there with Kay Adams, she says, I don't like super teams. I mean, does Saquon Barkley make the Bills any more of a super team than they are? I mean,
it might make it look like on paper they are.
Yeah.
People would react to it that way.
I wouldn't dispute that he would be the best running back on this team, catching the ball, running the ball. He's very good. But This rumor was kicking around all offseason. The McCaffrey angle was too, like, could the Bills trade for McCaffrey? And I wonder how much of that is a bit of the old guard of running backs are stars that can drive a team.
Yeah.
Thinking that a team that doesn't have that must obviously want that.
Right.
Right. Right. How much of that is people from 15 years ago thinking, I mean, the Bills are great, but boy, wouldn't they love to get Christian McCaffrey? Wouldn't they love to get Saquon Barkley?
Yeah. I feel like I have Bill Cowher in my ear talking about how the Bills need to establish the run in order to win in January or to win in February.
Yeah.
Like that's who's coming up with this idea. Maybe there's merit to it, but they also they've not really ever acted like this type of team that makes that trade for a running back, at least.
Well, if they make that trade for a running back, now we're on 3 second- and third-round picks and whatever they pay for Barkley just to address a position that they just probably don't need to.
Yeah, you know what? That is a lot. That is a lot.
And during the Miami game, one thing they got lost in the Miami game, they didn't run the ball particularly well, but halfway through the Miami game, I was getting prepared to pen my apology letter to Devin Singletary.
Yeah, you know, like, he was great.
He was really good. Yeah. They threw to running backs a lot in that game, and Singletary has been a big part of their passing game for the first couple weeks, whether it's fighting for yardage. He had a play against, was it a play against the Rams where he made a guy miss and drove forward for 5-6 yards? Like, Singletary constantly gets overlooked. I don't know what to do about his next contract, but, you know, it was another example, and maybe we'll see it this week against Baltimore again where he gets 13 touches in total and does the best he can with them. I mean, he makes guys miss. Occasionally, he doesn't get a lot of room in the run game, but we constantly look past Singletary, and he should probably get a little bit more credit.
Yeah. Force missed tackle rate and, like, yards above expected, he always rates so highly in those categories. What was interesting about Sunday is he was succeeding by catching the football, and that's actually usually been where he rates very lowly in the NFL, is yards created on receptions, and just the ability to run routes and the drops that he'll have once in a while. He generally has not been a good pass catching back, and Sunday he was very good for the Bills in that category. But it's more about Cook for me too. Like, I think they might already have a lot of this skill set in both guys. Singletary as the force miss tackle guy that, if you have good run blocking, he's going to be efficient. We've already had we've had that proven year after year for the Bills, that a lot of it is they don't have heavy boxes, but when they run it, they've had pretty good run blocking grades, and Singletary has had pretty darn good numbers. And if they're blocking the way they're blocking right now and I just stick Saquon Barkley behind them, I don't really know that I'm getting a different result.
Wouldn't you be hoping to get a little bit of Josh Allen where it's, I don't need the best pass blocking because he makes plays? And with Singletary, you wouldn't expect necessarily tremendous production, but you'd be better because you think, well, he's so good,
sure,
he could cover up my flaws in other spots.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Bills really think that's possible. I guess Boomer Esiason might think that's possible for the Bills, or anybody else that would push for this would think so.
Yeah. What about Barkley in the offseason? He'll be a free agent.
He's
and Singletary will be
Somebody's going to pay for him, right? One of the old run-the-ball coaches.
Sure.
Pete Carroll's going to pay for him.
Oh, Pete Carroll is perfect.
They just drafted a running back second round.
And they pay, Rashad Penny's on a 1-year deal, maybe. Yeah, Pete Carroll outbids the Bills, right? Yeah, there's a coach that outbids them. I will believe the Bills will go for a star running back like that when I see it.
Yeah, I just don't think they will either. They've got too many big decisions to make. They got a big decision to make on Gabriel Davis, on Tremaine Edmonds. They just paid Dawson Knox, and right now we're waiting to see him be more of a focal point of the offense since signing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's kind of a little bit disappeared.
Yeah.
I wouldn't anticipate Barkley.
Should get to that a little bit with Dawson Knox. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's squeeze one call in before we hit a timeout. We're opening the show talking about Aaron Judge and the Yankees. Greg in Buffalo on that. What's up, Greg?
How you doing?
Yep, good.
I grew up a Yankee fan, lived near Yankee Stadium, watched Marison Mantle in the early 60s, of course. But I got to tell you, I think the reason the Yankees are so well followed is because of two words, tradition and discipline. I equate it to why the UK loves their queen so much, discipline and tradition. Yeah, I rooted for Boston, believe it or not, when they won the seventh game against the Yankees and went on to beat St. Louis. Why? Pure baseball. I rooted for the Oakland Athletics when they had the lowest payroll in baseball, pure baseball. I think the Yankees show tremendous class in the way they handle their team and their fans and their players. And I think that's one reason that they get so many fans all over this country when they travel.
Yeah, maybe.
Thanks for the call, Greg.
It might be they're like the Cowboys. They're for a long time they were the team that you could see. They live in the biggest market, long tradition,
right?
Lot of winning. So
could that just be the answer?
They
have so many fans because they were just always on TV.
The Braves lived that life for a while where their fan base grew. Yeah, I mean the teams that get on are the teams that get followed, especially around the country. You know, the area in the time before everybody could see every game. Yeah, who was on was who got watched.
Yeah.
I mean, how did Notre Dame build a fan base? Their games have been on forever. Always on TV is, you know, a really strong case for this.
Yeah.
Why did in the United States, why did the biggest fan bases get built for European soccer between Manchester United and, like, the big clubs? Because they're on TV. They're the ones I could see. And it's a rougher comparison because, you know, the numbers pale. But you're much more likely to see Manchester United than you are Bournemouth.
Sure.
And, you know, being on TV and the winning.
Right, the winning. Winning, too. Right, like, they're on TV and they won 26 World Series or however many it would have been, you know, within our lifetimes, less than that.
But to the caller's point about the tradition and, yeah, I mean, they're the Yankees. Baseball feels more, I don't know, feels better when they're good, when they're around. It feels like they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I think that's true. I'm still trying to decide how I feel about a Queen comparison for the Yankees, though, because we did just get that from Greg. Thanks for the call, though. Time that was getting connected with our fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. Maybe a Sabres rumor to kick around when we come back, so stay tuned for that. And Jeremy's got a thought on James Cook coming up at 7, Sal at 8, Scott Pianowski from Yahoo at 9 here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.